Books on Tape presents Black Maps by Peter Spiegelman, read by Scott Brick. The present is always dark. Its maps are black, rising from nothing, describing in their slow ascent into themselves their own voyage, its emptiness, the bleak, temperate necessity of its completion. Mark Strand, Black Maps. Prologue. In the dream, we've swum straight out from shore. The ridged, sandy bottom has fallen away below us, and the beach has vanished behind ranks of glassy waves. The sky is cloudless, and the sunlight so bright off the faceted ocean that my eyes are squinted and bleary. The wind throws scraps of the Atlantic in our faces. Anne and I are drifting in the chop. I know this place. This is Nantucket. This is our honeymoon. Anne is giddy and breathing hard. The water has made her cropped blonde hair a sleek cap and has made her hazel eyes pure green. Her forehead, nose, and cheeks are tanned, and her teeth are very white. She floats on her back, tilts her head to the sun, and lets the water toss her. I am breathing hard, too, in short, audible bursts. Anne is laughing and speaking, but in the wind and the chop and the sound of my own breath, her words are lost to me. Her shoulders and arms and the tops of her breasts are brown and smooth. I see the muscles shift in her forearms and wrists as she treads water. Her swimsuit is green, and through it I see the shape of her nipples, the lines of her ribs, and the rounded muscles of her belly. We have rested, and now we turn toward shore. In life I am a strong swimmer, but here I am tired. Anne swims ahead of me, the soles of her feet, her long legs, her elbows and hands flashing in water and sunlight. Her strokes are fluid and perfectly timed, and she pulls farther and farther ahead.